Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low. I been new, I been stalked. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Fetching like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I been known, you were hating on the low. I been known, they were hating on the low. I been known, he was hating on the low. I been known, she was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening? We are back at it again. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, pour something up, light something up, smoke something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. This is Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz.
Oh, man. Listen, shout out to our top five countries for tuning in. But I just sent you the top five countries. I forgot. I did all of that stuff and still forgot. But I just sent it to you.
Let me see if I can find
shout
it.
Shout out to the top five.
Hold up. Bear with me. Let me see. Let me see. Top five countries checking in. All right, so you know me, so I'm going to take it from the bottom to the top. Speaking of the top, speaking of, shout out to Up Top Euro, also known as Finland. We definitely appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always come through and show us love. So keep telling a friend to tell a friend to log on and listen. The Real Adult Talk go up in Europe. Number four, we have not the country, but the continent. Big shout out to Australia, the Outback, the provinces. Shout out to the Australian Open too. You know, that's the first major tennis tournament, Grand Slam tennis tournament of the season. So shout out to everybody out there right now. Number three, we have Brazil. You know what I'm saying? The beautiful shades of Brazil. The only country maybe with more beautiful shades of black people is the United States, but shout out to Brazil. You know what I'm saying? I definitely give y'all a shout out with that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely got some beautiful black folks out there, all different types of shades. Number two, we have Made in China. Big shout out to China, man. It's always good that when China comes through and shows love. You know, it's a lot of people out there in China. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen. If you just want to hear that raw American real adult talk, definitely check for us every Sunday fun day. And, of course, we got the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to the East Coast, the South, the West Coast, the Great Lakes. And I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. New York City. So peace and love to everybody out there.
Man, that's what's up, man. And so shout out to everybody for tuning in, man. We thank you. We're going into year seven here. Just something that we love to do. It's a part of our life where we can just come and talk our noise and just do what we do. And it all makes sense for us, right? So this week that I just had was recuperation. My partner birthday was last Friday.
Yo.
We kept it kosher, kept it cute. I cooked a big dinner. He got a couple of gifts, one in which I'm still waiting to arrive. But I got a, you know, my mailbox, the people that come to live over here, they so funny. If my mailbox is sitting straight up. Somebody ran into the mailbox, and instead of them replacing the thing, they just, like, set it up. And sometimes it leans. So if it leans, then they don't drop the mail off. So we got to look at that tomorrow to make sure that that's not hindering my mail because I'm waiting on a couple things or whatever. But, yeah, we did that. So it was recuperation this week. Really more focused on the business aspect of things. Everything is moving. You know, it's moving very fast on the business aspect of things. So adding structure to everything that I'm touching, adding structure to everything that I have going on, being mindful of my purpose here on this journey, staying in control of what I need to do, and prepping now for my birthday. So I actually started celebrating Friday. I don't know, for me, I like to celebrate my birthday in the week coming up to my birthday, not after my birthday, right?
Yeah.
So my birthday falls on a Friday. I feel like there's no point in celebrating it after that Friday because, you know, you already born. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people do it. I just prefer to celebrate, you know, on the week up. So we started celebrating just really, you know, low-key, you know, having some good drinks, having some fun. Me and my partner, I did change out my septum, okay, nose piercing, to get something a little different. But I don't know what my birthday entails because that's on him, and I'm just here, right? But, you know, 42 is a big number.
Ooh,
I've been 24 42. Before, but I've never been 42 before. So, smooth call to check on me per usual. He left me this weird message about being older than him. And me and Smooth, for you guys that don't know, Smooth was on the radio show for about a year calling in, checking in. He got really busy at work and then school, so this is my best friend out of New Orleans, and he is literally a couple weeks younger than me, a couple of weeks younger than me.
Uh-huh.
And this is his running joke every year at this time about how I am older than him. Well, you know, he has more kids than me, so
hey,
you know, So yeah, that's his running joke about me being older than him. I'm laughing. Crash is doing a shirt for the youngest kid for school. They have their first 100 days of school, and he's in kindergarten, so they have to do a 100 shirt. So he just came up with this idea to do something, and I think he moved it too fast, and it didn't adhere. So you hear him giggling in the background.
Okay.
But we're prepping to make sure that he's there. So this is his first 100 days.
That's dope.
Yeah, first 100 days in school, being in kindergarten, so they're doing a shirt to commemorate that. But, yeah, so it's like, you know, that's Smooth's running joke every single year around our birthdays that I'm older than him. And I guess it makes him feel good because those couple of weeks, he just holds on to those couple of weeks of glory, right? And had some good conversation with my bestie, and enjoyed that. I've been juicing, so I'm just now coming off my juicing now. I ate something today that I probably wouldn't normally have eaten, and right when I'm juicing, and so it was so heavy on me, it was ridiculous. So I haven't had anything, and I know I have to have a juice before I lay down. But I haven't had anything but what I ate. And in my mind, I felt like I wanted this meal. And when I ate it, I regretted it. I regretted it for 3 hours after I ate it. So I'm just finishing up juicing, the juicing process that went close to 2 weeks for me. And it was just the reset, rejuvenation. I felt it. I loved it. Yeah, and so really it's just I do have business to handle, but it's, you know, turn up all week, making sure that I'm in a good mood all week long, making sure that I'm, you know, I'm happy and call it a day. I just said to them that I'll be cooking Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. After that, they on their own. So I'm figuring it out, man. Just, you know, man, it's every year, for my solar return, I can say that there has been a change, you know, in what I'm doing, my thought process or something like that. So the only thing that I can say is that I'm looking forward to what 42 brings to me. That's it.
Why are you pushing all this stuff? You don't need to spread it. No, don't
do that. Get out. All right. So how was your week?
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. So sound like you had an awesome week. So, yeah, so my week is it's chill. This week is called Plan, Structure, Execute, Consistency. Once again, hitting the ground running, taking no shorts this year. You know, big shout out to 2024. Everything is going according to plan. Shout out to Vintage Nubian, whipping that into shape. You know what I'm saying? We're getting the inventory, like, you know, just streamlined. Shout out to my wife. She cooked us a nice Sunday dinner as we speak, too. About to smash some stuff after this show is over. Cool, you know, shout out to the business front. Interior decorating was strong, so that's cool. Real estate, that's coming together nicely, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Highline Residential, you know, we get it this year. That's about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, the week is just smooth. Everything is just, you know, falling into place, and I feel like I'm hitting my stride, you know. So, yeah, that's my week, you know. So, once again, you know, just continuing with my outlook, which is plan, structure, execute, and consistency. So, yeah, that's it.
For sure. What is your wife cooking up there? You going to say shout out to this meal, but Teresa, what's she cooking tonight?
Yeah, she cooking some, we got some, some pasta. It's a little mixture of things, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of garlic bread, you know, chicken pasta, you know what I'm saying? So should be pretty good, you know.
That's what's up. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
I made pasta Friday, I think. Friday, that's when I did
yeah,
pasta.
You be serving it up. I be seeing you. I'm hearing your recipes and anything you got going over there. or down there?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I think I cooked dinner and then I think I may have made breakfast one time and then I ain't did nothing else. It's like, y'all figure it out. Because there's way too much stuff in there for y'all to not figure it out. I don't know why they keep trying to act like I just got to be in this kitchen so much. But, you know how boys are.
Exactly.
So, man, this topic tonight, like, I really wanted to talk about this because at this point, it's to be talked about, right? We are beyond the point where we just ignore things and keep moving, and we sit in an energy of, well, let's see what happens. You know, we're not in that energy anymore, right? And so I see this conversation going around so much now, more than not. And ever since that movie came out, the one that Obama produced, what's the name of the movie?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Leave the World Behind. Okay. Oh. Ever since Leave the World Behind came out, I'm seeing this conversation happening more and more. Not just happening amongst us as people on social media, but I'm also seeing this conversation happen on, you know, news channels, talk shows, right? And so I said, well, I would be remiss to not have this conversation with Mo on Real Adult Talk, right? With SGMO Ben, because let's not be blind to the situation, right? And tonight's topic is, do you think the U.S. government is, do you think our government is trying to abandon us, right? Now, I've seen this, and today I seen another video, and this guy, he's just like, oh, man, they showed me. Listen, and listening to this guy and looking at this guy, he is not a type, one of those people that, you know, look like they trying to get views and things like that. Like, he's somebody, obviously he's a God-fearing man, but he's not one of those people, right? He's really just like, listen, y'all, just listen to me, man. They showed me. So when you pay attention to what's happening right now in our world, where in the past month or so, 5 or more billionaires built bunkers, right? And I don't know if it's just heightened energy based upon, you know, this movie being put out, right? There's a lot of talk about us losing power lately. A lot of talk of what to do if you lose power. You know, a lot of talk of, you know, basically, like, America is jumping into so much stuff and shenanigans that the issues they are creating, you know, they're not going to be able to handle the conflict that comes behind it, because you in it with everybody. And this is what, and the thing, too, that drives me crazy is when you see our people, you know, like Plies, the rapper Plies and all of this, and they still pushing for Biden. Like, you just don't see what this world is going to. We're going to war, and it's not even our war, and you still pushing for a Democrat to be in office. And I'm like, this man has to be on somebody's payroll. There's no, like Plies is very intelligent. If you guys don't know.
I don't know he's not. I don't think Plies is
went to school for psychology. Huh?
I don't care. I don't find him intelligent at all, to be honest with you.
That's what he does on purpose, bro. This man went to school for psychology. Plies is extremely intelligent.
Just because you went
he
to school don't
mean.
He
knows how to play the game. He knows how to play the game, and he caters to a certain amount of certain type of people to keep his money coming in. He is not slow. And because I know he's not slow, that's what makes me feel like somebody genuinely has him on the payroll to reach his people, right? To target his people. Whether he's on payroll, whether he done got in trouble, and he can get
that
out of trouble by doing this.
What Cat Williams brought up as far as industry plants, that's a real thing. And I think he could be one of them. You know what I'm saying? If he's still, I wasn't prepared to say anything about Plies. I'm not a fan of him or nothing like that. But once you said he's still going for Biden, that just shows me, like, dude, yeah, I can't rock with you. Like,
he
and seems then I didn't like
some
you in the
type
first place.
Of industry plant. Like, he something is going on with him that is crazy. And I'm like, dude, you keep pushing Biden because you're so against Trump, but Biden has got Biden
or just
got
stay
our back
neutral.
Against the wall.
Just stay neutral. Don't even say some shit like that. Like, just stay
he
out of
it.
You
got our back against the wall. And
don't say nothing.
You know, now they bombed somebody else. Like, it's getting crazy. So the talks that are going on right now is, you know, I'm just seeing it more than not, right? How to prepare, right? They just went and created a new virus, Virus X. It has a 100% kill rate in rats, in human-like rats. They were surprised that the kill rate was so fast. Okay, China and America are not getting along right now. Okay, so this is a whole nother situation. What are you gonna do? That is like instant lockdown when it gets here. You can no longer, you just can no longer send your children to school. You have to make a sound decision right then and there to then bombard the homeschooling team, withdraw your children, bombard homeschooling. You have to lock down. You just have to do everything completely different. Spray down everything that comes to your house. If X comes here, it attacks your brain. So you mean to tell me you're now creating something completely different and it's here. And so this disease is set to, you know, take out a lot of people. There's also conversations that have been had that allegedly they ordered like a whole bunch of body bags. And the body bags, this particular department that ordered them, they just sitting there. You pay attention to the wildfires that happened in Hawaii. Was it Maui or something like that? Wildfires. And they're like, was that really wildfires? Or did they need to clear some land? You know what I'm saying? To buy land to, you know, do what they need to do. I've seen allegedly where they're saying that, you know, they're like basically like they're not going to fight, like leave the world behind. Like people are really taking this and coming up with everything that they can. Like, but that's an example of what would happen. If something happens, these people are going to be somewhere underground for months waiting on things to blow over because it's going to be absolute chaos. They're not, you know, you're not going to be able to get food. You're not going to be able to get water. Who's going to run these things? Who's going to run the water plant? How are you going to get gas? You're not going to get anything. And then therefore there's civil unrest. What? And I'm in my head because I'm impartial to it, right? This isn't the first time that we have had a uptick or a scare to where something was happening. I remember when I was a little girl and we had went to war. And they were saying, like, they was running out of people. And they were like, hey, you know, clear as day. You know, the new generations, they won't know about this, but they said clear as day. We need people. We need people to join the military. If you do not join the military, we are going to start drafting. And the only way you were kind of safe at that point is if your child, if you only had one boy in your family, if your child was disabled, that's it. They were talking about, you know, enacting martial law and so on and so forth. And the martial law was to be able to make sure that everybody was in the place that they needed to be if they did decide to do a draft. This isn't the first time. So that's what I want to say. When I was a little girl, I was in elementary school. I remember that when it got serious here in the United States, and hence I told you guys my age at the beginning of the show. I'll be 42 on Friday. When I was in elementary school, this was happening, right? Where it was crazy, right? And so a lot of people won't remember that. If you are younger, that it shit gets real here. But just the way that everything is panning out and how the government is not talking, how the government is deviating from any and everything that's going on, it makes you think. Are you really trying to abandon us? You know, like they're trying to take like the offices, in which that'll be hard to do. If you take your offices from you're not going to be in Washington, D.C. Like they'll be in Hawaii. Like, yeah, you know, you can't come get to us in Hawaii if we're in Hawaii. Well, you're absolutely right. They really can't go come get you if you're in Hawaii. But that makes you more susceptible to other attacks coming from other directions if you're going to Hawaii, right? Because there are other people that can reach Hawaii. So I don't know, man. What do you think about all of this talk about what's happening lately and what's going on?
All right, so once again, tonight's topic is, do you think our government is trying to abandon us? So to answer that question, it depends on how you look at the government, you know, from whatever perspective that you have. In my opinion, I don't think so. You know, I believe it's a game, you know, and you know, as I grow wiser, I'm just getting more adapted to the game. You know what I'm saying? I don't get frustrated
right.
anymore. Because I'm just playing a game. You know what I'm saying? It's all a game. And you just gotta, you know, make it work in your favor. So, you know, I've always been interested in government ever since I can remember. You know, I always, you know, I don't follow it like that because, you know, I don't follow it on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I understand legislation. I understand the Senate, the House of Representatives. The Electoral College, I understand all of that, you know? So
mm-hmm.
I just think you got to just, it's just knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you know? And, you know, that's where I'm at on that. As far as like what you were saying, in a way, Black, I am so glad I don't have Netflix because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad I'm not getting caught up in this whole, not to say it's whatever, you know, like I said, but I ain't getting caught up in all this hysteria and all this other stuff. That's why I don't watch the news. I just really pay attention to what the fuck I got going on. You know what I'm saying? Especially in 2024,
right.
I'm just really focused on me and how can I better my situation and the people that I care about. So that's kind of where I'm at on that. You know, I can't wait for this election to come up in 2024 because that's gonna say a lot. And like I said, I'm really, really just, you know, you know, I'm, you know, my thing in 2024 too, to not get all caught up in it, but I'm just gonna look, listen, and observe, and. Yeah, like, you know, I'm going to see the people who jump out the window and say some bullshit, you know what I'm saying, like how you just said flies or whatever. I'm not going to feed into it, but I kind of see where their head is at, and, like, that's why I can see, like, my intuition. I never really – it was always something about him that I just never really rocked with anyway, you know what I'm saying? So for him to say what you just said earlier, like, it's right on brand in my opinion. So it's just going to be interesting to see who else, you know – where people stand and, you know, what their views are as it gets closer. So so that's my opinions on what you said so far. So, you know, I'll serve it back.
Right. Just, yeah. Okay. And so I bring this topic up, right, for all these people. Listen, let me tell you something. If you write with God, right, you won with your maker, whoever your maker is, whoever you believe in, right, whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Panic, fear, right? Fear is false evidence appearing real. You know what I'm saying? So you have all of these people that are going batshit crazy. Just because, being a seer myself, just because you see something doesn't mean that that's what's going to happen. Just because you see something does not mean that's what's going to happen. Just because you see something that does not mean that that's what's going to happen. You could be seeing things to see, like, this is what they're trying to do. Okay, you could be seeing things as, you know what I'm saying, as a way that it can go. You have to be able to interpret what you see correctly. And me being a person that reads tarot and me being a person that is able to sit down with these people, I'm thankful, you know, to the Most High God that, you know, I do get, you know, the people and the repeat energy that I get because I take it serious. And there's a lot of people they can't handle it, right? And then I see it, right? I see it. And when you're given a gift to, you know, read anything, right, that gift is there, right? And I see a lot of people that, you know, are online is like, you know, they may know the knowledge, right? Because they've won and done, they've done research, you know what I'm saying? And you got a lot of people that have sat down and read a couple books, and you take the information and you regurgitate it, right? Because you've read this book. But as I tell my people, right, that's in SGE, Spiritual Guidance Enlightenment, I can tell you 5 books to go read. And you can go read all 5 of those books and come back to me with a completely different understanding than I have of that book, right? This is why we need course correction. This is why we need to be taught, because we feel like we can gain and garner this information on our own. I have people that come to me and they'll tell me, well, I heard this and I heard that. Automatically, I'm already like, you know what? I'm going to leave you alone. When you get ready to have a sensible conversation with me, I'm not going back and forth with nobody. I'm not here to hold nobody here. I'm here to guide you where you're supposed to go. Everybody can work with me. You know what I'm saying? And that's the first and foremost thing that I understand. I'm not working with everybody. Just because you come to me doesn't mean that I'm working with you. The second thing that people have to understand is that ain't shit free. Right? So the things and the people that's trying to give you something for free, there's an agenda. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing free, right? Y'all have been waiting for y'all student loans to be forgiven for 4 years. But now it's time for re-election. Now all of a sudden the student loan talk is back on the table, right? That's what y'all want. Y'all just want the small, simplest things that Biden can give y'all while Biden is running the country in the shit. You're not paying attention to the gas prices. You're not paying attention to the food prices. The food prices are absolutely out of this world right now, right? I go and get 150 items at the store, and I'm spending $300-$400 on 150 items, right? No again. You're not looking at the things that make sense to you. It's like they're putting one thing in your face and doing some other. So it's like you feel the pain. You feel them fucking beating you in your head, but they're telling you they love you at the same time. You know what I'm saying? That's emotional abuse. That's what people go through in relationships, right? When you're in these abusive relationships and you stay, right? Because, yeah, that person is beating you or, you know, slapping you and throwing you around, but then they're telling you they love you. So then you become confused. And this is the method that the U.S. government, in which they try and send people to jail for, this is the same method that they're using right now. When a Democrat gets in office, this is the method that they use. They fuck you. They beat you. They run you raggedy and then say, but I'm here for you. And now the people that, you know, have lived this trauma, and you got industry plants, right? Like to me, like Plies and so on and so forth, you have people that are saying, it's okay. It's perfectly fine to get fucked the way that you are. It's perfectly fine to not have any money. And now all of a sudden, you know, right now they're trying to re-implement tax laws that Trump put in. You know, how sway? You couldn't do that at the beginning. But now you're trying to give people more money because you got to give people more money because people fucked up out here. And when they turn around to see this money that they getting, it's going to be crazy. Like, wait a minute, I ain't getting no money. So not, like, they're scrambling last minute. But do I feel like the government is trying to abandon us? Listen, you are, and I've been around for some time now, okay? So take this for what it is. We are dealing with some extremely egotistical, batshit crazy people in this government, right? They not letting up for shit. Because if they abort mission and abort this country, odds are somebody can come in and take over, and then they lose. So do you really think that they're about to lose? Do you really think that these people are not ahead of the game? They way more ahead of the game than you think. If you think that these fucking demons that is running this country is going to ever, and I mean ever, give up this land, you got to be out your mind. They're going to die, okay? Just like the man, we talked about this before, the man who said he was going to travel the world backwards and get to India, right? And he made it to the islands, right? He made it to Jamaica. And then he said this was West India, right? And he he died saying this is West India, to the point that the white folks allowed that shit to go on, and they still call that the West Indies. That ain't shit about no goddamn Indies, right? So when somebody say West Indies, I'm like, nigga, just because they taught you that don't mean it makes sense. Like, it's not fucking the West Indies. Like, stop being stupid, right? Christopher Columbus Day, you know? I don't know if he was a Spanish, Puerto Rican, Mexican, whatever, but he made the funniest skit on Christopher Columbus Day, right? It was somebody's car, and they left it running. He went and got in the car. And then he said, wait, this is my car. And so the man called the police. He said, no, this is not your car. This is my car. He said, I got it, and we're in the store, and then you got in my car. He said, the car was here by itself. I discovered it. It's mine, right? Christopher Columbus did it. Why can't we? So, like, it's time for us to unlearn and relearn, right? Well, you're not going to come to me and tell me you understand, overstand, understand, whatever word you want to use about what they're doing to us and how they oppressed our ancestors and so on and so forth, but you're still using their language. You're still contributing to, you know, what they got going on. For it to be so many woke people here, boy, it's a lot of Christmas celebration going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of a 4th of July celebration going on. And then instead of us saying, we don't do it at all, you find a reason to say this reason. You're still putting money in their pocket. You're still enjoying that particular day and putting energy in that day, knowing that December 25th is a celebration of a demon that killed children. But yet, this is Jesus. Like, we so lost as a people. But what I do want to tell you is that before these people abandon this country, these people will lose their own life. If you don't think that America has been silently working on AI missiles and everything like that, they cannot put everything in the public. Why? Because people are watching. Everybody's watching. If you don't think that these people got enough shit that they ready to go to war, you got to be out your rabbit ass mind. Okay, you guys are new. You know, we've seen this shit before. We've gotten right up to the point to where something was going down, and then it backed out. Now, the part that bothers me is that the last idiot that did this was the Bush, and he had all reason, right, and rhyme to be put out of that freaking office, and they stole the election. So, you know, he didn't get reelected. They stole it, right, because his brother was in Florida at the time. So they rigged Florida, you know. And so he got back in office. So the thing is that I'm sitting back quietly, and I will always scream Trump 2024 because Trump is your only way out right now. Forget what he said. Y'all got to get off this soft, sensitive-ass shit. I don't care that he don't like LGBTQ, ABC, whatever the case may be, that has nothing to do with me. Think about your children. Think about your finances. Think about your inflation. Think about your businesses. Think about the taxes at work. Trump said he's going to eliminate payroll tax if you get back in office. Think about the things that make sense. All have agendas. Ain't none of all of them for themselves, but you got to go with the one that will best align with you, and that would be Donald J. Trump. It's not Biden. Biden has not done anything but been that abusive lover in America's life. That's it. He's very abusive, and he's like, I'm here for you, right? It's crazy. You see, Cardi B says, I'm not campaigning for anybody anymore. I don't care what you send me, but you know, you're starting to see certain people that are really outward and going hard for certain people, and it's like, I see you. You're disgusting, right? And so that was my thing. I was like, well, I'm going to unfollow him. you let me unfollow him. Let me unfollow Plies because, you know, that doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying, to what's going on. So for the people that are sitting here lost, listen, get out of your head. You don't have to stay in an energy of feeling like, oh, you know, they're leaving us, you know, whatever the case may be. No, they're not. You know, they're not leaving you. They're not doing anything. They got more to lose than you. But right now, they have beef with way too many people. And that's the problem. It's beef coming from way too many people. You know, They're playing every game. They got somebody like Trump that's calling them out. You know, they're trying to push the lady, whatever her name is, Nikki Haley, whatever her name is. She was the one that had the least amount, and they're trying to push her. What they're doing is trying to push her to the front, right, to the primary.
Yeah.
And they're trying to say that everybody likes her over Trump. But she's also been heard quoting some of the Democratic lines, right? And at this point, if they put up Nikki Haley versus Joe Biden, this country and what this country is founded on, they're going to put Joe Biden back in there. Just because she's a woman, she's not getting in. So they're trying to, you know, put her and make the people like her more than they like Trump, right? It's kind of hard, but everybody else has dropped out of the race. And so, you know, Trump won, you know, the Iowa caucus in the front running. And, you know, like, calm down. It's not that. But that's an agenda. Nikki Haley is retarded. She just said that racism does not exist in America. So pick your poison, right? They put the shit right in front of y'all, man. And y'all people just still don't know. Y'all don't have the common sense that God gave y'all. But that's, I don't blame y'all. It be, you know, the stuff that they put in y'all food and in these vaccinations that make it to where y'all don't have common sense. So I don't blame.
Could be something to that.
I don't blame you.
In the vaccine.
I don't blame y'all, but it's not Nikki Haley. All right, it's not Nikki Haley. It's not Donald Trump. I don't know if we got to say, you know, you do whatever it is that you want to do, and just because of what I got going on, I can't talk about certain things in certain places, right? I got to keep the politics off of certain situations. You know what I'm saying? But this is my private platform, well, my public private platform that's outside of, you know, other things that I'm doing. But listen, it's not Biden. It's not Nikki. It's Trump. And if y'all know better, you will do better. And if you want more money in your pocket, man, y'all will put Trump back in office, man, because this is ridiculous. And not only will you reelect Trump, you will start voting locally, right? Every 2 years they vote locally, right? When, you know, the thing is that we've heard people say for so many years, me coming from the hood, making it out of the hood, I've heard people say so many times, the judges is crooked. You know what I'm saying? The judges is crooked. Go and vote and put a judge in there that you feel like deserves to be in there. The reason that they doing whatever they want to do on a local level is because y'all not going out to vote locally. Y'all not getting in tune to see who is out here locally, who doing what they doing. Get these folks out of the damn office. You can vote for who's making local decisions, who that can ultimately be sent to the White House. You can vote for, you know, who you want as the judge, man, and we got to start just doing more. And the thing is that I see so many people that it's so much information out here that they're confusing everyone. And then you got these so-called woke people saying, fuck it, don't vote at all. That's the worst thing that you can do. If you are in America, you're already being counted. If you got a business account, if you are swiping your debit card, if you got a business that you run, if you got an address in your name, baby, you're already accounted for. Go and vote. That is one of the dumbest things that I've heard a person say is don't go vote. Man, listen, this is why we're not making the impact that we need to make. You need to go vote. Not every 4 years, but you need to go vote every 2 years. Every time they got anything, man, go out there, figure out what they're doing, and go vote and make sense. That's the only way that we're going to make serious changes, when we put people that really make sense in office. Not the people that, you know, stop looking at what they're digging up on people. It was something It's something about this chick here. The DA in Atlanta that just tried to that tried to go after Trump, right? Allegedly, they pulled up some out of her background, and they, like, you know, you already knew you was trying to go against Trump, like you was pushing your pedal. Like, somebody put her in the front running to go against Trump, and that was just not the best decision for her to have done. But allegedly she was sleeping with somebody that was a part of the team, and this person was married, okay? And you sleeping with him, and then the wife found out that you were sleeping with a husband, and, you know, Trump them got a hold of the information, so you know how that went. So there's something that, and if y'all haven't seen what's going on with that, they trying to keep it under wraps right now. So basically, the chick, the DA here, the man that she was sleeping with, wife, wanted her to testify in her divorce trial, right? You done took several trips with my husband. You're doing this. She's going through a divorce. So the DA used a clause for protection because she's trying the Trump case so she wouldn't testify in a divorce, allegedly. Well, allegedly, Trump got a hold of this information and seeing what was happening, and Trump used the same avenue that she used to not testify in the man's divorce she was sleeping with on her, right, for presidency. So I'm really watching to see what's going to happen with the whole Atlanta and Donald Trump thing. She bit off more than she could chew. You know, you might as well stick with Young Thug. You trying to try Donald Trump and get a name. Maybe they're going to make a prime example out of this young lady, and they're going to ruin her whole career. And once they feel like they can no longer get anywhere with her, they're going to abandon ship on her, right? Look what they did to Stacey Abrams. They're going to abandon ship on her when she's no longer any use for them, right? Atlanta is a black city, but the people that truly make the final decisions on the background, they're white, just as well as any and everything that is done across the world. So y'all got to be mindful of all these things, right? But I just wanted to assure you, like, no matter who you believe in, man, listen, if you believe in a higher power, just know that you're okay. We have been here before with all of the scare tactics and everybody with the information, but we didn't have – we had MySpace, you know, shit like that. We had MySpace back then. So basically, you had all of the people in your local community, you know, spreading something, and then that's all you was hearing was what these people in your local community were saying. So everybody was scared. Everybody was like, oh, my God, this is true. This is what's happening. And guess what? None of it happened. So we are not going to reside in false fear, as in false evidence appearing real, but we are going to reside and knowing that there's a bigger plan, there's a better plan, there's a greater plan. And everything happens how it's supposed to happen. Even if this world ended, okay? Even if this world ended, guess what? It was time for it to be up, right? We all have a go time. So if you want to be sure of what's, you know, of yourself and be prepared, stock up on batteries. Right. Batteries is very essential. You know, stock up on water, you know, stock up on things and just have it there so you're okay. Do I think that you will ever be able to stock up on months and months and months supplies of things, especially with what's happening right now? There's no money. There's no nothing. No, you probably won't. So why go crazy about it? Why allow your headspace to be consumed with something that you can't control? That's my thought process on it.
Be mindful
of the people that you're listening to, that you're allowing people to you know, guide you. You know what I'm saying? If they're guiding you in a place of anything other than peace and serenity, you know, don't do it. You know, just don't do it. That's it.
Yeah, no, that's what's up. I like that. That was like a public service announcement from Black. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. Shout out. This is Real Adult Talk with SGMO Ben. And that was a Black topic of the night. You know, do you think our government is trying to abandon us? So covered a lot of different, you know, spectrums. So, yeah, just, you know, just my final thought on this, just, you know, just use your intuition, you know, and just pay attention and don't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially to my people, to my melanated people, like, don't let them use you no more. Like, stop being manipulate it, you know, like see through the bullshit, you know, turn off the news, like, and just get back to reading and just, you know, and really researching yourself and drawing some type of understanding and don't just get thrown off the path by something, you know what I'm saying? Don't get distracted. Stay focused on certain things because, you know, in times like this, they'll quickly throw out a distraction for you and then undermine it. So, you know, just stay focused, man. Stay clear-headed, stay calm, and just, you know, move with God, you know, a higher being, and just, you know, let that guide you. You know, that's my closing thoughts on it. So, with that being the case, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So for anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week and bring it to the world-famous chop-up and speak on it. So, you know, before I run down the different topics that I have for tonight, let me serve it over to Black. Past week, I know you just got a lot of stuff off your chest as far as when it comes to, you know, the topic at hand with, you know, the government and the news and the news cycle and the pending election that we got coming up. But aside from that, was there anything this particular week that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the world famous chop up and we're going to speak on it?
Not this week, man. I really been trying to stay away from the news, man. Certain things politically have been popping up, so I'm like, oh, let's just have a conversation about this. But it's so draining, man. I just been trying to stay away from it for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you saved it all for the first hour. So I'm gonna see if I can hold this down. So if I say anything that's interesting to you, feel free to chime in. Let's see if
and
I
my
can,
birthday Friday, just FYI for the good people.
Yes,
my birthday Friday.
Yes, yes. You know, and just an early birthday shout out to my co-host Black. You know what I'm saying? So just a special just birthday shout out to you. You know, enjoy another trip around the sun. You know what I'm saying?
For
you
sure.
Are appreciated. You know what I'm saying? Just know that. So, all right, let's run it down. So, all right, I'm going to get into the sports report, man. So I was trying to not look at my phone, but we was going back and forth on certain things, and I was kind of looking at my other phone to, you know, do some check-in and stuff like that. And sure enough, it just, you know, I got an alert from ESPN or one of the sports or whatever that the Kansas City Chiefs have just beaten the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, once the show is over, I'll watch the highlights. It was on CBS, so I didn't get a chance to watch the show. I don't have CBS, to watch the game. But shout out to Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Coach Andy Reid. They beat the Buffalo Bills. I was kind of thinking this was a now or never opportunity for Buffalo because, you know, they've met in the playoffs before. You know, people might remember a couple of years ago they had a legendary, you know, matchup, in the fourth quarter all the way into overtime. It was going back and forth. Josh Allen really came into his own in that game. And, but, you know, Pat Mahomes, it was like a tennis match going back and forth. And Pat Mahomes was able to be victorious in the Kansas City Chiefs or whatever a couple of years ago in that epic battle. So that's why everybody was kind of tuned into this one. Because that was in Kansas City, and this is the first time that Pat Mahomes didn't have home field advantage, so he had to go to Buffalo, a.k.a. the Great Lakes, or the Great Lakes by way of Buffalo. I actually talked about this on this past Tuesday's edition of the world-famous Chop Up. You know, big shout-out to my co-host, Cam Hurt. Once again, if you want to be plugged into that show, definitely just the easiest way is just follow me on X or Twitter, however you want to slice and dice it, but it's at MoBins, MoBinns, or you can follow at Rap Sports Life. It'll be plugged in. But anyway, so we kind of, one of our topics from this past Tuesday was like kind of like previewing the game. And we don't do predictions. We just really, you know, watch what happens and analyze what's next. You know, that's kind of the pedigree, you know, as far as the sports topics and stuff like that. But, you know, big shout out to Kansas City, man. So, you know, they punched their ticket. So now they are going to go to Baltimore. And so really quickly, being that we are deep into the NFL playoffs, I'm going to run down, you know, some of the highlights, some of the things that I thought was interesting. So, all right, so what was it? In the game yesterday, Saturday's game, the first game that was on Saturday, which was yesterday, you had Houston. Houston, who beat my Browns last week, you know, went into Baltimore. Hot team. Shout out to D'Amico Ryans, young black coach, man. Fan of this guy. He's really doing his everything that he's achieved this year is well-deserved ever since he got the coaching job last year. T.J. Stroud, I can't say enough for him. You know, young quarterback out of The Ohio State University. I had questions at the beginning of the season because I didn't really watch too much of his collegiate career, even though, you know, he was a very touted first-round draft pick. He actually went number two in the draft. But he proved me wrong. You know, I definitely have no questions about him now. He stepped into that role. He's going to be their franchise quarterback moving forward for Houston. Even though they got beat down yesterday by B-more, shout out to Lamar Jackson. Houston has a bright future, man. Definitely out of the Texas teams, between them and the Cowboys, Houston's definitely on the uptick. And I'll get to the Cowboys maybe a little bit later if I have some time. But, yeah, so even though, you know, they lost to Baltimore, shout out to Houston, man. They had a great year. Nobody expected them to even make the playoffs. So for them to actually win a game, commendable. But shout out to Baltimore, man. Baltimore is going to be in the AFC Championship, so that's going to be an awesome game. That's on CBS next week, too, so I probably will just have to watch the highlights. And, of course, you know, Super Bowl is a holiday for us here at Real Adult Talk, so you know we will not be on air. I'll probably be somewhere in Brooklyn, probably at my partner's, one of my homies, loft in Brooklyn. I'll probably watch the Super Bowl. That's usually where I watch it at. So that's in a few weeks or whatever. So, you know, just know that's one of the Sundays that we definitely take off, because I look at that as a holiday. But anyway, next week, you know, we're going to have Baltimore and Kansas City. And I'm gonna spin it back and kind of preview that a little bit after I, you know, go through the other games that we just had this particular weekend. So that was, like I said, the early Saturday game. The later Saturday game from yesterday was a very good game. Green Bay went to the Great Lakes by way of Detroit. Big shout out to Detroit. I got so much love for Detroit, man. Like I said, me and my wife went out there, you know, a few years back, you know, during the COVID, actually. And we had a wonderful time. We basically, you know, because I used to go back and forth to Detroit back in the day when I was younger. I got some cousins out there. But to go back as an adult and really just stay in downtown Detroit, we stayed in an awesome hotel, and we got a chance to just walk the downtown, beautiful downtown. All the stadiums is right there, you know, the basketball / hockey stadiums there, the baseball stadium, and then, of course, where they played the playoff game. What am I talking about? Did I get this wrong? Hold on. Detroit. No, actually, my bad. I'm messing up. I'm gonna come back to Detroit. Hold that thought. Tampa Bay went to Detroit. But let me back up a little bit. The game yesterday was Green Bay and San Francisco. So let me get that right. So all the nice things I said about Detroit is true. But let me just get back to the game at hand and analyzing the game. The late game from yesterday was actually Green Bay went to San Francisco. Yeah, that was the game from yesterday. I'm getting, so all these games are starting to kind of you know, are merged together for me in my mind. I've been watching a lot of football this weekend. But anyway, all right, so Green Bay went to San Francisco, and that was a really good game. All right, so shout out to San Francisco, the 49ers. They were victorious, and basically, they got a high-powered offense and a great defense. They really have no weaknesses, to be honest with you. The only somewhat weakness was the quarterback position. You know, Brock Purdy, he started off a little shaky, but really got on point. You know, he led a fourth-quarter drive that really put them in position for the win, even though he didn't have the greatest of games. But they got an offense, man. Christian McCaffrey, white dude, man, running back, man, he's a beast. That dude can he's the best running back in football right now. He's a white guy, man, and you just don't really see that too often. Usually that's a black man's position, you know what I'm saying, as far as running back. But this dude, he's a unicorn, you know. I take nothing away from him, man. He's a great running back. He got, you know, got hands, can catch. Very good player, man. And, yeah, we got Debo. Shout out to Debo Samuels. That's their wide receiver who can play some running back. He's, you know, a beast as well, but he got hurt. But they was able to hold it down between Kittles, who's the tight end for San Francisco, and then Brandon Ayuk came up with some key catches. This guy, I believe his last name is Greenlawn, for the defense, made a key stop, you know, like a fourth down, fourth and inches. Green Bay was trying to do a quarterback sneak, and Greenlawn, you know, stuffed the run and stopped them. He had two interceptions. San Francisco stout on the defense, man. You know, Fred Warner had a pretty good game. Bosa, you know, he's always a beast, man. That dude gets after the quarterback. As far as being a pass rusher, they got Chase Young that they got in a trade from, D.C. A few weeks back, right before the playoffs. So they came to play, but I got to tip my hat off to Green Bay. Shout out to their young quarterback, Jordan Love, who had a lot of question marks going into the season. We didn't know if he was going to really be able to become the franchise quarterback, you know, but Green Bay, they have a lineage, man. Started with Brett Favre, you know, in the 90s and in the early 2000s. You know, big shout out to Brett Favre, one of my favorite, you know, quarterbacks from back in the day, man. Just a rough, tough dude, rugged Wrangler jeans and all that type of shit, man. Dude was tough, man. Tough. Played in coldest weather, you know. I just liked his swag on the football field, man. And then, you know, he passed the baton to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers did his thing, of course, up until last year. And, you know, then Aaron Rodgers went to the Jets and got hurt the first play of the game or the first series of the first game of the season with the Jets. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We focused on Green Bay. But now it looks like they passed the baton again. And Jordan Love, man, guy's been playing good. Had them in position, you know, if their kicker, the Green Bay Packers kicker, makes a field goal, that game goes into overtime, and who knows at that point. It could have went either way. But definitely a hard-fought game. Their coach, LaFleur, it was a chess match between him and Kyle Shanahan, going back and forth, two offensive minds. But San Francisco just had a little bit more. But Green Bay, you know, I like what I see from Green Bay, man. You guys are in the right, you know, you did the right thing. The same way you had Aaron Rodgers sit those years and really, you know, study the game. You know, the way Aaron Rodgers was able to study Brett Favre and eventually became a starter. The same way Jordan Love was able to study Aaron Rodgers, and now he's going to be the new franchise quarterback, but they got something, man. So Green Bay has nothing to hold their heads on. They definitely got a bright future ahead of them. A lot of young receivers, just a young team, man. Defense is pretty good. So shout out. But so San Francisco, you know, they will host their game in the NFC Championship. So we got San Francisco on one side of the bracket. And then now getting to the game earlier today, this is a game that I did watch, Baker Mayfield and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers went to Detroit. So all the nice things that I said about Detroit, you know, we can spin it back around. So, yeah, Detroit, they have a wonderful I'm not big on dome arenas because I like the elements, but, you know, I'll give Detroit a pass. So they got Ford Field, and like I said, when I was in Detroit a few years back, I had a chance to, you know, like I said, walk downtown Detroit. Beautiful, just beautiful downtown, man. One of the nicest downtowns I've been around, and you see so much growth with Detroit. Detroit, don't get it twisted. They was Atlanta before Atlanta, and now they're going to be the new Great Lakes Atlanta, you know, just a black city. I definitely just see, especially with the football team doing well, I see a lot of growth coming in Detroit. So the way people flocked to Atlanta and really got Atlanta popping in these last 30 years, I see that for Detroit. You know what I'm saying? I really do. So, you know, great place to invest in right now, Detroit. You know, definitely, you know, it's a nice city on the come up, coming back, because, you know, Detroit has always been popping in its own way. But anyway, good to see that team, you know, punch the ticket. They're going to be playing San Francisco. They got to go to San Francisco. Now, that's going to be a tough task. But getting back, you know, I got to give props to Baker Mayfield, you know, talking about Tampa Bay. So, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady was able to come, you know, leave New England and come to Tampa Bay a few years back, put on for the city, for Tampa Bay, and get him a championship that his first year there. And then they were decent the last 2 years, but, you know, of course, this last season was Tom Brady's last year. He retired, and Baker Mayfield, you know, shout out to the 48 Laws of Power, one of my favorite books. One of the laws is never follow in the shoes of a great one, you know what I'm saying, because it's hard to live up to the expectations. Baker, even though it wasn't the had, you know, it's ups and downs, Baker had a pretty good season, you know, with everything stacked against him. You know, he really got the team to the playoffs, won a playoff game. They beat Philadelphia last week in a big-time upset, and, you know, solidified himself. You know, it looks like he got his name back, so it looks like he will be the starting QB because his career was on the line. So always got a nice you know, soft spot for Baker, you know, always kind of root for him somewhat because, you know, he got my Browns a playoff win a few years back against Pittsburgh. And, you know, I'll always be grateful for that win because, you know, I'm a big Browns fan. And, you know, we beat Pittsburgh that game, and that was legit. So even though, you know, we parted ways, you know, as far as the Browns and Baker, to see him, you know, find some success in Tampa Bay, was cool to see. So, but like I said, they came up short to the Detroit Lions. And now, just to talk about the Detroit Lions, shout out to Jared Goff. I really like him as a quarterback. You know, the Rams kind of gave up on him, but he was a former number one draft pick, just like Baker. He's been putting on for the D, man, for Detroit. You know, I think it was a perfect landing spot for him. He's leading that team. I like the coach, Campbell is his name, last name at least. Very gritty, good dude. They hit the lottery as far as their rookie selections. Jahmyr Gibbs is their running back out of Alabama. He put on this year. Definitely was they hit it out the park with that. And then Laporta, their tight end. And then, you know, a couple years ago, they got Aiden Hutchinson, you know, on the defense. He's their pass rusher. So Detroit, they got something, man. They got some, you know, pretty good receivers. They're going to be hard to beat, but they got to go to San Francisco. Now, they've had their last two games in Detroit, so it was great to see the city of Detroit really just come out because they hadn't won nothing in 30 years, man, since Barry Sanders back in the day. You know, I was a big Barry Sanders fan. That was my guy, man. Barry Sanders was, you know, still probably like the best running back I've ever seen, him and Bo Jackson. You know, it's been 30 years. It's been a long time, man, since Detroit won anything as far as football. So to see them, you know, advance to the NFC Championship and be one win away from the Super Bowl, man, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. So we shall see, man. Detroit, San Francisco, That's where it's going to shape up. So Detroit has to go into San Francisco. That's going to be a great match, man, because, like I said, Detroit's got a really good offense. And San Francisco's got a good offense, good defense, too. So we shall see. But Aiden Hutchinson, that pass rusher, if he can get at Purdy, that's going to be interesting. So, you know, we'll probably maybe preview that a little bit more in depth on Tuesday's version of the world famous chop up. But so that's what's shaping up in the NFC. Now switching to the AFC, we got Baltimore, Kansas City. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. So Kansas City goes to Baltimore because Baltimore has the home field advantage. So that's Lamar Jackson. Shout out to Lamar Jackson. Looks like he's worth every penny of the bag that he held out to get. When you're playing like this, man, it's well deserved, man. Hey, man, you showed him what you're worth, and you said, "Pay me what I'm worth," and you're getting the money. But I like to see, you know, players when you get the bag, you know, you put on and you show that you was worth every penny, and that's why you had to hold out to make sure that your money was secure because you know what you bring to the table, man. So salute to that. I love to see that. You know what I'm saying? I hate when somebody – I don't hate anything, but I really dislike when somebody gets a bag and they just get lazy and, like, they just feel like they made it and they don't show and prove, man. So for Lamar Jackson to really have this MVP season, basically because he should win an MVP, after getting the money, man, is admirable. That's how you're supposed to do it. So Lamar Jackson, now he's got a great cast of receivers now, man. They got this kid named, I believe his name is Zay Flowers, was their rookie pick. Man, he's had an awesome rookie season. There's been some really good rookies this year, man. The scouts really did their thing. This rookie class of 2023 was a really good rookie class across the board, man. I'm seeing a lot of rookies that really came into the league and really made their presence felt, and Flowers is one of them, man. So shout out to him. He's like their number one receiver, man. Lamar Jackson's favorite target. Then they signed Odell Beckham as a free agent. Defense is always stout. Shout out to John Harbaugh. Coach, man, you know, he's been putting on for Baltimore for a minute, even in the Ray Lewis days, so that's going to be a good one, man. But Kansas City, man, just when people was kind of maybe counting them out this year, I can't wait to watch the highlights once the show is over. But Travis Kelce, Pat Mahomes, Andy Reid, Chris Johnson, I always get them mixed. Chris Jones, I believe, is their pass rusher for Kansas City. That's going to be an awesome matchup for Baltimore, man. So we got four legit teams. So once again, the final four in the NFL playoffs in the NFC, you will have Detroit going to San Francisco. You know, shout out to the Bay Area. So the Lions versus the 49ers in the NFC, and then the AFC. We got what I believe is probably going to be an instant classic. Kansas City going into Baltimore, Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson, man. It gets no better than that. So shout out to the NFL playoffs, man. That's going to be popping. All right. So with that being the case, man, just ran that down for the people, you know what I'm saying? Put y'all on, get everybody, on point. So anybody that's listening, that's what's popping right now in the United States, man. Football season. So any sports fans that enjoy football, I really just gave you some good knowledge to take in. You know, if you're going to watch some games and get ready for the Super Bowl, you know what you're talking about. Mo Benz put you on. So that's that. Let's get into a couple album reviews, right? So, like I said, I'm formulating the topic, you know, out of all those games that just happened, you know, I'm going to have to go back, watch the highlights, and see what's up and formulate a topic that's going to tie into that for the world famous Chop Up Tuesday edition. But an album review that me and my co-host Kev Perk is definitely going to dissect and kind of like review this week. I'm going to switch it up this week, you know, usually when it comes to the world famous chop up, any album reviews is usually just straight up what I would call rap radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rap dude first and foremost, man. I love rap music. Favorite genre of music, of course. You know what I'm saying? I grew up on rap, man. That's me, man. That's me. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm going to switch it up, man. This week we got a vintage rock group that came out. Takes me back to my Cleveland Heights days, man. You know, the Cleveland Heights, that's the suburbs, man. So, you know, back in the day, you know, used to kind of chill with some O'Fays every so often, you know what I'm saying, and get into that vibe. It's a spot in the Great Lakes by way of Cleveland called Coventry. Real, like, cool-ass, just, like, I don't even want to say trendy area, just a cool-ass area. Hipster kind of vibe, you know, that's always been a part of Cleveland Heights, the culture of Cleveland Heights, you know what I'm saying? And always, you know, always like that about my town, you know what I'm saying? Cleveland Heights was always like a cool shit, like, you know, just to kind of bring you behind the curtain. I remember, like, back in the day, when I was in Cleveland, I was like, yo, once I leave, you know, I kind of did everything I needed to do in the Great Lakes. I'm like, you know what, I need to go to just start fresh in a new city. And, you know, I was kind of analyzing, and New York was one of the places, you know, and I was able to come out here and make it happen. But I remember a lot of the old phase in Cleveland Heights at that time. Maybe the same way I was like, you know, I think I'm going to move to New York and switch it up and just kind of, you know, go back and forth that way. I remember a lot of the old phases was like, you know what, we're going to go out to Aspen and Denver and Colorado and shit like that. And I always thought that was cool for that, you know, if you're of that ilk, you know what I'm saying? Because I would have probably, if I was old phase, I would probably be on the same shit like, yeah, man, I think, you know, once I'm done here, I'm going to probably set up shop in Aspen, Colorado, and kind of do my thing. But anyway, it brings me back full circle. So that's why I only like top-tier rock shit. You know what I'm saying? If I am going to listen to some rock music, as far as bands, I like Nirvana. Shout out to Nirvana. I like what they you know, brought to the table. I like Guns N' Roses. I like what they brought to the table. Then there was a couple of rock bands out of England, out of the United Kingdom, or however you want to call it. I really like Radiohead. You know, they were good. And then I like Coldplay. But anyway, long story short, it's a band called Green Day. And they got a new album called Savior. And, you know, I always dig, you know, whatever you do, whatever type of music you make or whatever, just have passion about it. You know what I'm saying? Just rep it to your fullest. If that's what you want, that's what you want. So I think it'll be a good switch up. So, yeah, so this week, man, me and Kev, we will be reviewing the new Green Day rock album called Savior. So that should be interesting. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to save that. I'm not going to say anything about it now. Tune in on a Tuesday and check it out, and then I'll spin it back and probably talk about it a little bit more. Switching gears back to some rap shit, you know, shout out to 21 Savage. He dropped a new album. It's called American Dream. I kind of skimmed through it. You know, and I like 21. He's one of my favorite, you know, younger, you know, from this era rappers. But the only thing that was really truly interesting was the intro of that album to me. You know, his mother does the intro, and his mother is straight up English, you know, or straight up, you know, from England. You know what I'm saying? She got the British accent and everything. So that was cool, because remember a few years ago, you know, of course, 21 Savage is from Atlanta. Nobody knew that, you know, he was born in England. You know what I'm saying? Because he's such a savage, I guess, you know what I'm saying, his rap style and everything, and you never knew. He doesn't have an accent, but yeah, he was in fact, you know, born in England and just grew up in Atlanta, was raised in Atlanta, but his mother, you know, talks, and she's got her British accent, and you know, she talks about how she came to America for her son, to have a better life, and that's why I call it. That's why the album's called American Dream. So I probably maybe got to listen to it again or whatever. I was rocking to it for like a couple of days, you know, trying to figure out if this was one of the albums I want to review on the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chopper. But I don't know. To me, it wasn't quite intriguing enough for me to, you know, put it ahead of some of the other albums that we've reviewed. And this week, you know, I just kind of in this, you know, rock mode as far as the Green Day. I kind of want to just switch it up. So, you know, that's what's happening on that. Let's see here. What else we got to do? So, episode of Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. Me and Kev Herc, we had an interesting discussion as far as, you know, of course, you know, let me just set this up properly. Like, you know, as far as what we do, me and Black, we definitely got one of the best podcasts out, man. So if you enjoy real adult topics, you already know the vibes. You know, every Sunday fun day, you know, me and Black bring it to you raw and uncut, from sex topics to political topics like we had tonight, spiritual conversations. I mean, we just run the whole spectrum. And, you know, and Black mentioned we've been doing this for quite some time now, 7 years, man. And, you know, it's just become a therapy session for me and her. And, you know, we love to do it. So that's why we do it. But with that being the case, one of my topics that I had on the table was how do you filter your information? And that's very interesting because, you know, especially with the topic that we had tonight, for me, you know, like I said, I've been talking about this for the longest time. I don't watch news anymore. And, you know, I'm really particular about how I filter my information now. You know what I'm saying? So now, of course, YouTube, you know, 2023 is over. You know, I told you I turned the page 2024 now. But one of my highlights of 2023 was really getting into YouTube. You know what I'm saying? As far as that, I slept on it for so long. But that just opened up a whole another chamber of information for me that I could just use discernment for. And I'm so grateful, because that just really, you know, just the things. I've always been a very inquisitive type of person, man. And, you know, I'm very particular about certain things that I look at and study or watch. You know what I'm saying? So YouTube has been awesome when it comes to that. But, you know, when it comes to YouTube, you know, so two new pods. So, you know, one of the topics was like, what's some podcasts that's on the come up, you know what I'm saying? And in our opinion. So I'm just going to talk about what I said, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to listen to the show, you can always, you know, go to the last Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chopper. But anyway, so there's two podcasts that I think are cool that's on the come up. And of course, the pillars for me, if you've been listening to the show, I always give props, you know, like the standard, or the ones that I've been listening to for years and watch and really filter a lot of different things, is shout out to Drink Champs, you know, Nori and DJ EFN. You know, they always give flowers to, you know, all the greats in the rap game. They come through, have some drinks and chop it up, you know what I'm saying, and talk their stories. Let me not say, I guess they do chop it up in their own version, but, you know, we do the World Famous Chop Up, of course. So that's always one of my goals. The other one is Cam and Mace. You know, I love their sports takes, you know, because they're just raw. They've been in the limelight for years, so they understand the celebrity aspect of, you know, what the game brings and stuff like that. And they can call a lot of people out on their bullshit when it comes to sports, especially when somebody like, I would just, you know, giving props to Lamar Jackson, because, you know, he got the bag and he's worth the bag. You know what I'm saying? Because he's really putting on after getting the bag. So many athletes now seem like they get the bag and then they don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I love how they, like, you know, call people out on that. So those are the two established, you know, it is what it is, Cam and Mason and Drink Champs, of course. But two podcasts that I think are very interesting. So the first, I'll get into two. Right? We got, let me see, where's where we at on time? All right, so we got about 5 minutes, so that's cool. So this will be the last topic, and then we'll be done for the night. But the first one, this is when I get on my nerd shit a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But as far as rap shit, because it's like a lot of like New York shit that, you know, that's just interesting to me. And I didn't like this guy as a rapper. Like, I thought he's a trash rapper. But, you know, everybody can't do a podcast. That's, let me just say that too, because especially if you frequent YouTube the way I do, there's so many people, just because they got a name and they got some type of celebrity, they're trying to push and have a podcast. And I would say 80% of them is bullshit, trash, you know, not good. Especially, it seems like the more popular you are, you try to do a podcast, it just doesn't work because you're not putting in the same work you used to being the person interviewed instead of interviewing, and it just doesn't go right. So you got to really, I look for, you know, when I'm looking at a person's podcast, I'm looking at, like, you know, aspects. And then, of course, you got to have guests that you have chemistry with. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to me and Black. You know, we've had guests through the years. Want to get back into that, but I think me and Black, we do what we do so well. You know, I'm not even really focused on that. If it happens, it happens, but I'm not stressing over it no more. So anyway, to bring it full circle and tell you the two podcasts that I think is going to come up. So the first one is shout out to Talib Kweli, right? Square dude, you know, backpacker. I don't listen to that backpacker shit, but whatever he, it's been like three episodes that he's had that I think is very interesting. So one I watched, watched part of it, but he actually interviewed Nori, which is a very cool interview because Nori's the, you know, dude is, you know, always giving flowers on Drink Champs, and for him to be on the other end and being interviewed, I think was an interesting dynamic. And, you know, Talib Kweli, he really does his research on the music aspect and the albums that these particular artists have had. So I thought that was interesting. He also has, U-God from the Wu-Tang Clan, and he had Master Killer from the Wu-Tang Clan. I haven't watched the U-God one. I watched part of the Master Killer one. Another great, cool interview because, like I say, really listens to the albums, really understands their music, and really has good conversations. So he's a podcast that I think is one to kind of be on the lookout for, you know, especially if he has some interesting, you know, match wits with him because, you know, he seems like an intellectual type of dude, you know what I'm saying, a little nerdy, but a square type of guy. But, you know, if he has the right guess, it could be a good conversation. So that's one. Now, my other one, big shout out to the Ghetto Boys, Willie D. Now, Willie D is the other spectrum, man. Willie D has always been just a street dude, smart dude, man, OG. And I really just like what Willie D brings to the game. Now, I didn't even know Willie D had a podcast like that until he had Cat Williams, who, you know, me and Black, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Cat Williams interview that went super viral with Shannon Sharp, Club Shay Shay. You know, over like what, it's probably at 50 million views by now. No, I know it was at least 40 million views, which is phenomenal. But anyway, Willie D had Cat Williams on, and that was just an interesting interview, man. So that really put Willie D on the map for me because I always liked Willie D. I always liked the way he kind of thought, you know what I'm saying, his thought process. And I just like his realness, and I like the way his angles and shit like that. So that's a very good interview. Cat Williams and Willie D. Willie D's joint is called Willie D Live. Then he had Dame Dash. You know, shout out to Dame Dash. I'm a huge fan of Dame Dash, Rockefeller. You know what I'm saying? I don't even rock with Jay-Z like that because he's not with Dame Dash no more. I like that element. So that was a good interview. And then he just recently had Keith Murray on, which was a good interview, man, because Keith Murray's always been a personality that I've always been intrigued by, you know what I'm saying? So it was just cool to see him on Willie D. And then I thought that Keith Murray was going to be on Drink Champs, but, you know, shout out to Keith Murray. It seems like he's practicing sobriety, became a bit of an alcoholic. So for him to go on Drink Champs, I don't know if that would have been the right move because, you know, it's Drink Champs. So, you know, if you go in there, generally, you know, you're taking shots and stuff like that. And I don't think that's ideal situation if you had issues with alcohol. So being that he's practicing sobriety, made perfect sense for him to just really have that sit down with Willie D, man. So cool conversation, man. I like how Willie D really, you know, wasn't preaching but gave him some nice sound advice. It looked like he was really, you know, listening and receiving the knowledge or the advice that Willie D was, you know, showing him or giving him. So just thought that was cool, man. So once again, this has been the world famous chop up. So, you know, shout out to me for the world famous chop up. You know what I'm saying? Damn, you know, this was kind of like just flowing, you know, so had some good topics to get into tonight, especially with the playoffs and everything. Shout out to Black's topic. You know, Black had her, you know, presidential address, you know what I'm saying? She addressed the nation on what she thought about the government and all that, man. So that was just an interesting conversation. So shout out to Black for bringing that to the table. As always, if you want to put a face with a voice, follow me on IG, Mobins, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. As always, also, you know, one of the socials is follow Real Adult Talk on Twitter or X, however you want to slice and dice it. But, you know, it's Real Adult Talk. Talk is spelled T-A-W-K. You know, we put that country twang on it. There's always crunk on there, man. You know, I'm always going to have you like some TNA. If you like some cool shit, man, from all different angles, just the way my mind thinks, definitely follow that, man. It's a good follow. Yeah, man, I guess that's it for tonight. Until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace. Peace.
All right.